This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, hour number three of the show. So good to be with you on this Tolo Tuesday. Terry on Facebook, on the Facebook stream, says, no matter who, the Tigers must get more athletic, more physical, and much more aggressive on the field. That's a good point, Terry. I like that. I'll get back to that in a second because I've got my thoughts on that as well. Jeremy says, I'm not going to read that first one. It's good. Yeah, you know who made that, right? Dewey says, Cole lost weight by drinking energy shakes and eating carrots. Dewey, I have no idea what you're even talking about. Oh, it was, by the way, Scotty from BMW who brought up the weight loss. Scotty, good to hear from you. If you're still watching the show on YouTube, 160 watching on the stream right now between Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Good to hear from you, Scotty, Jeremy, Terry, all of those watching the show. Appreciate you doing so. Want to get into Clemson a little bit here. We led the show with Ohio State. We did talk to Will Vandervoort of the Clemson Insider. And that interview, by the way, is on the Fan Upstate's website under the podcast. You can find it there. Really good stuff. Want to get into Clemson and this new offensive coordinator search. But first, I did miss a few texts. I apologize on the Joy Law Firm text line. I do try to read just about every text that comes in. So Buckeye Mike made his prediction going 20-17 Ohio State over Miami. Tolo Steve gets in. He says, I agree with you, Cole. I think Miami's defense, front seven, could give us a hard time, but I like the Buckeyes by a touchdown. O-H. Buckeye Mike gets back in and says, Miami's defensive line is very, very good. Bane can disrupt the game plan by himself. Coaching will be key in bowl season. I think, Steve, Mike, you're both right. You're both big Buckeye fans. I know we have a lot of Miami fans as well, Madcraft, Hurricane Jeff, and a few others. Look, I think it's going to be a good game. I think it's a good matchup. And again, that's why I led the show with it. I think the caveat, the thing that's not being talked about enough is Ryan Day calling plays. Maybe it means diddly squat. Maybe I'm wrong and it means nothing. But Brian Hartline leaving to go to South Florida and now Ryan Day taking over, I think's intriguing. I think that'll be intriguing to see just how the offense does, either better or worse. Now, look, one game's not a fair sample size, but like I said back in the very first segment of the show, this is not Ryan Day having to learn for the very first time how to ride a bicycle. Ryan Day has called plays before. He did it for 2 years. 2 years. So it's no secret that Ryan Day knows how to call plays. By the way, Louisiana Tech did get the football back. They scored, and I missed it. I guess they went for two and didn't get it. It's 14-12. Coastal Carolina still leads. And this, by the way, has been a really good football game. If you're making your way home, turn this one on. It's on ESPN, Illinois and Tennessee, starting here in about 30 minutes. But this has been a really good game, the Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl. Again, 14-12, Coastal leads La Tech right now. But Coastal, man, they're driving down the field on this possession. 11:38 to go in the ball game. All right, let's see. Waiting on Shane Barrett to give his victory call for winning the Fantasy League. I don't know who the other winners. I think there were a few other winners of the other leagues that we had that Dan B. pointed out earlier. Not sure who. I can look. Not sure who they were. But Shane says, I'm a Hurricane, Rebel, and Hoosier fan for this week. So you're pulling for Miami, Indiana, and Ole Miss, Shane. I like it since your Auburn Tigers are nowhere to be found, right? Shane, let me know when you're going to give your victory speech. Can't wait for that. That's going to be riveting radio. But let's get into Clemson. Clemson now looking for a new offensive coordinator with Garrett Riley leaving. not on his own power. It's not like you left for another job. I do think it's important to point out, I believe others have reported that Dabo Swinney did try his best to help find Garrett Riley another job. We know the Coastal job, Garrett Riley didn't get it. There were a few other jobs that he was in contention for. It didn't work out. So I made a video earlier today that I posted online on my Twitter page, also on the Fan Upstate Facebook page. This is kind of where I start. And then we'll get into the hot board. We'll get into the names. There's so many names out there that I've heard all day today. Will Vandervoort gave us a few of those names as well. I've got thoughts on Todd Monken, Chad Morris, all of that. I've got a lot of thoughts on it. And Tolos, whether you're a Gamecock fan, Clemson fan, whatever, I want to hear from you. 844-326-3663. Phone lines are open. Also, the Joy Law Firm text line is open as well. I want to hear from you. But I want to start, I want to preface by saying, or by playing this video, because I'm not going to repeat exactly what I said in this video, but this is kind of how I feel on the whole offensive coordinator hire. Yes, the next offensive coordinator hire for Clemson is very, very important. I acknowledge that. I know that. We all know that. But here's the video I posted earlier on our Facebook page and on my Twitter page as well. I want to start with this. I want to preface with this and then get your reactions and go a little bit deeper on some of the names that were out there. But this is what I posted on Twitter and Facebook earlier today.
How much is the next OC hire at Clemson really going to matter? Look, I'm not naive enough to think it doesn't matter. It does matter. But I also believe that with this Clemson program, there are other big issues. There are other glaring issues, and whether it's Chad Morris or Todd Monken or whoever it is as the next OC, that's great. Wonderful. You've got another offensive coordinator. Garrett Riley, when he was hired at Clemson, he was a good hire too, right? But there are other issues. Like, the bottom line is, let's just not forget that the talent isn't anywhere close to what it used to be. No, Clemson doesn't have the generational type quarterbacks that they had with Trevor Lawrence and Deshaun Watson. But do you think Kirby Smart ever has to contemplate moving a wide receiver over to running back? I would imagine no, he doesn't ever have to contemplate that. The talent is just not up to par. So not saying the offensive coordinator hire doesn't matter, but who's the quarterback going to be? Who's the quarterback going to be? Who's the running back? Like, there are other holes. There are other glaring issues. That's my point. Do I think Garrett Riley was to blame? In part, I do. For his inability to take Clemson's offense to the next level. But all I'm saying is, let's not act like Garrett Riley is the only issue. I still think a lot of the blame falls on the shoulders of Dabo Swinney.
So I made that video earlier today, and again, I posted it online. Let me know what your thoughts are there. If you're a Clemson fan, Gamecock, whatever fan you are, I want to hear from you. But I played that video because I think it's important to preface with this. Just like I said in that video clip that you heard, about a minute and a half worth of audio. This offensive coordinator hire for Clemson, there's no question, there's no doubt that it's big. Offensive coordinators play a huge part in a team's success. We all know that. Like, this is a duh statement. Duh. We all know that. Let's get the duhs out of the way. So, like, yes, it matters. Again, like I said in the video, I'm not naive. I'm not going to say it doesn't matter. But I think that sometimes, especially in this instance regarding Clemson, like I said in that video, I think that sometimes we forget that there are other issues. Clemson, their lack of success in 2025, this past season, their lack of success in 2023, in 22 and 21, all of that does not fall solely on the shoulders of Garrett Riley. It just doesn't. Now, like I said in that clip, is Garrett Riley to blame for some of that? Absolutely. You may call Garrett Riley the scapegoat. That's fine. But what I'm telling you is there are other issues. And look, again, I'm not trying to be the I told you so guy. I'm not. But I told you so. I told you, I've been saying this to my friends, my close friends who are Clemson fans, those that know me, that have heard me rant about this for 2 years now, sometimes on air, sometimes off air, sometimes passionate, sometimes not so passionate. I've been saying this for 2 to 3 years now. Has Clemson still won championships, ACC championships? Yes, they won an ACC championship last year. Has Clemson still won ball games? Yes, they did. They won ball games. They've won some good games. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here's the problem. Clemson's not the same Clemson we all knew that Dabo Swinney took with him to the mountaintop. Will Vandervoort gave some incredible stats, some statistics, not opinions, that prove that. I've seen this slippage coming for several years now. A lot of Clemson fans out there were just not ready to admit it. But I've seen this slippage coming for quite some time. And my point in all of this is why I don't put it all on Garrett Riley. I think Garrett Riley is to blame. I don't believe, from what I saw, and I'm no expert, but I do watch a lot of football, I don't believe that Garrett Riley understood complementary football with the personnel that he was given at Clemson. Meaning, and by the way, big run, La Tech's just about to score and take the lead. Meaning, a couple of things. When I watched Garrett Riley offenses at Clemson, I didn't see complementary football a lot of the time. Number two, there was no strong commitment to the run. There was no strong commitment from Garrett Riley offenses to the run game. Now, let's be fair about this. And this kind of goes back to the video that I made and posted and played in saying that it's not all Garrett Riley's fault. Here's what I mean. Garrett Riley, I do fault him some for not being committed to the run game, period. I do. I've talked about the complementary football. I've talked about the lack at times of an identity offensively. I've talked about all of that. But here's the problem I have. Here's why I can't place 100% of the blame on Garrett Riley. At quarterback, Garrett Riley was given Cade Klubnik. Cade Klubnik's been the only quarterback that Garrett Riley has thrown out there on the field. Yeah, a couple of back, Christopher Vezina this year, one time, whatever. Garrett Riley, and I know he was recruiting Cade as well, but in a sense, Garrett Riley never got to use other tools, other toys at his disposal. He was stuck with Cade Klubnik. Cade Klubnik didn't have a great year. And yes, you could say, well, Cole, it's Garrett Riley's fault in part that he didn't develop Cade Klubnik into a better quarterback, and that might be true. But I also believe that it's true that Cade Klubnik didn't play his best this year, that he wasn't better this year than he was last year. By the way, La Tech now leads Coastal 18-14, 8 minutes to play. So Garrett Riley was stuck with Cade Klubnik. And then at running back, okay, you had a pretty good, you know, pretty good run with a couple of good running backs. No, like, generational type running backs like Clemson had a few years ago. No ETN, right? What happens in 2025? Dabo Swinney says, hey, I don't really feel confident in my running back room. So what am I going to do? I'm going to move Adam Randall over from receiver to running back. That's right. A wide receiver is going to move over to running back. That's what Dabo Swinney did. So when you talk about, when I talk about, when others talk about Garrett Riley's refusal to commit to the run game, it's a fair statement. But there also has to be, and I say this all the time, two things can be true. Garrett really didn't commit to the run game. Garrett really didn't commit to running the football. But at the same time, how do you fully blame Garrett Riley for this year's of ineffectiveness and inability to run the football when he had Dabo Swinney move a wide receiver over to running back? And again, Adam Randall, I think, did as good of a job as he could have done this year, given the circumstances, right? Clemson didn't have a running back. Gideon Davidson didn't show promise that a lot of you Clemson fans out there told me in the offseason he was going to show. So if we're going to keep it a buck and be fair, yes, Garrett Riley was not great, but at the same freaking time, Garrett's hands were tied. They were tied, not from a play, not these idiots that say he was running Dabo's offense. No, I'm talking about from a personnel standpoint. I never liked the personnel that Garrett Riley had, especially this year. Matt Kraft says the cherry on top is that the offensive line was garbage. Y'all weren't running with that. Offensive line wasn't good, there's no doubt. But I don't think the offensive line is the only reason. Like, Cade Klubnik still just could not see the field the way he did at times last year, Matt Kraft. Does offensive line play have to factor into that? Sure it does. You have a trust, you know, a trust, sometimes not much trust, between you and the offensive line. I think it weighs in a little bit. I don't make too much of it. Cade was bad. And again, offensive line play, whether good or bad, does affect play calling as well. I get that. But Garrett Riley at times was bad. So that's where I am on it. Texter on the Joy Law Firm text line, Keith and TR gets in. He says, if Dabo's not going to let... that was an old text. I'm sorry. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. I believe we have Shane Barrett on the phone lines at Tolo, who, by the way, when we started the show, lived in the upstate, moved to Tuscaloosa, Alabama for a year or two, or whatever it was, now moving back to the upstate. And Shane Barrett claims, this has not been fact-checked, but Shane Barrett claims that he is the fantasy football winner. Is that right, Shane?
The champ is here. Not only did I win the Wire-to-Wire League 1 this year, I won Wire-to-Wire League 1 or 2 last year.
Wow.
And whoever the champion was of the opposite league last year was in my league this year, and I still won this year.
Wow.
13-1 on the backs of Lamar Jackson, Jahmyr Gibbs, your boy, Javonte Williams, and your other boy, George Pickens. My team crushed it this year.
Wow.
And I could not be prouder of them. I would like to humbly thank God for giving me the opportunity to win this championship. I don't think God has anything to do with fantasy football, but he is my Lord and Savior, and it would not be right to not go on here and thank him. But next year, I need the champions of the other two leagues to be put in my league so we can really figure out who the champion is in fantasy football for Wire to Wire.
I love that. Congratulations. I think that was a pretty good opening statement there, Shane, as the winner of the Fantasy Football League. I also like that you glorified God. I like that part as well. Very nice opening statement with a little awards music in the background. Let me ask you this. 2 years in a row you've done this, right? And now you're calling out the winners of the other leagues because you want to tackle them next year. What is the key, Shane? What is the key to your success in fantasy football?
Oh, that's a great, great question, Cole. The key to it is I'm just a nerd, and I play in way too many fantasy football leagues. So I do a ton of research and watch these guys and look up their stats, and I take chances. So, like, one of those chances was Javonte Williams. The Cowboys running back room was cloudy going into the offseason.
Yeah.
And I liked his talent previously, was never a huge fan of it, but
he was good this year.
He was great.
Yeah.
And I knew he had the opportunity to be the lead back in that backfield. And so it's paying attention to situations like that and taking chances that you think make sense. Because with Dak at quarterback, like, yeah, people don't love Dak. People hate the Cowboys. But that offense is going to be good.
Yeah.
And so you want players that are connected to good offenses typically. So I took a shot on both Pickens and Javonte Williams. And
I
then
like
I had studs that were the cornerstones of my team and Lamar Jackson and Jahmyr Gibbs. And even Brock Bowers, even though he was hurt for a good chunk of the year, when he played, he was solid.
Yeah. No, I like it, man. Congratulations. Unfortunately, we do have to run off to a break. We do have a guest coming up, but congratulations to you. Your paycheck, your check is in the mail, and be expecting that very, very soon. And I'm glad that I can now call you a friend Cowboys fan.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I like it.
And my closing statement is, if you want fantasy football advice, follow me on Twitter at FFShaneB.
Bam. And you're moving back to the upstate.
Yeah, boy.
Let's go. Shane Barrett, congratulations. Appreciate the phone call and the victory speech. Thought it was a pretty good victory speech there. Speaking of victory, Carolina Panthers have a chance, an opportunity to claim victory this weekend and win a championship. The division, the South Championship. We're going to be joined by Travis Hancock, co-host of the Mac and Bone Show, WFNZ in Charlotte, to talk Panthers next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.